I got a lot of scripture on my heart. And I don't know if I just read this. And I don't know how much I'll say about it, but I'm at least going to read the scripture. 1 Timothy chapter 4. I think I'm going to read in at least three places, if not four. I've never done this in my entire ministry. Lord called us in 1983, of April of 1983. And I tell you what, I've tried my best to do what I could, but I've never got up and preached on the same scripture that I used the service before. But that's what God told me to do tonight. And I'm just smart enough to obey him. So y'all know what, some of y'all was here Sunday night. I preached on Matthew chapter 14, verse 16. So you can turn there if you got your Bibles. Don't stand because I'm going to read at least three places. Matthew 14, verse 16. Going to start right there. But Jesus said unto them, they need not depart. But y'all remember what I preached on last Sunday night? Does anybody remember that? Do y'all remember that's the same scripture that I preached? How many remember that? Slip your hand up. At least I know some of you was listening last Sunday night. They need not depart. That's what I preached on. Brother Olin, you remember you was here last Sunday night. And that's been on my heart again tonight. Jeff called us a little while ago, and he didn't ask us to preach, but I knew I was going to have to. But I tell you what, I said, Lord, that's all I got. And I went to my bedroom, and I began to study and pray. And I tried to call him back to tell him I might be running a few minutes late, but we made it. That's what's important. Then in 1 Timothy chapter 4, remember that part of that verse in Matthew 14, they need not depart. He said, give them there to eat. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 1, now the Spirit speaketh expressly. That means that he wants you to listen. Expressly means he's specific what he's about to tell you, Brother Tony. The Spirit. You notice what he said? Now the Spirit is speaking on this matter. The Holy Ghost is telling us what's going to happen in the latter day. People say, I don't know what's going to happen. Why don't you? If you're saved, you've got the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost, the Bible said in John chapter 14, would come in and make his abode with you. He'd be your teacher. He'd be your comforter. He'd be your God. The Holy Ghost will tell you what's going to happen. He will. You know what's happened to the world and the church? They've got used to the dark, amen. But we, the church of the living God, we know what's going to happen, amen. He said, when you see these things, no, I'm not even at the door, amen. It's hard to get excited when you're just sitting there licking your wounds, amen. But see, an older preacher that's been in a while, he don't just jump, Brother Olin. He prays, and he waits on God. And I learned a great, great lesson today about waiting on God and just sitting there and enduring some things. Did you know the Bible said, they that endure shall be saved, amen? We're going to have to endure some things, amen. He's not talking about salvation there. He's talking about things in this world, amen. We're going to have to endure some things. I didn't just start out in this. I've had to endure some things, haven't you, Tony? Now the Spirit speaketh expressly. I'll never get through this one verse right here. Speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. Have we not seen that, Brother John? You're just a young man. Olin's seen it as much as anybody. We've seen them just quit, haven't we, Brother Olin? We've seen them go run off with somebody else's husband or wife. We've seen them sell out to the love of money. We've seen them do all kind of ungodly things in the house of God, but we haven't quit, amen. Woo! People come up my bus sometimes. Did you hear about preacher so-and-so? I said, listen, let me tell you something. Everybody don't live like that, amen. You're looking at a preacher that's got one wife, amen. Glory to God. I love her. I don't need no other wife. I don't want nobody else's wife because I'm sold out to her, amen. Whether you know it or not, that's the type of what you ought to do to the church. That's another message. The Spirit speaking expressly. And by the way, I'll just drop this one in there while I'm there. If you don't love the Lord, you ain't going to love the church. Amen. There's a lot of people that'll tag around pastors, amen. follow a pastor around. Jeff may leave one day, but I'm not leaving here until he says your time's up, amen. When he says my time's up, I'll be gone no matter who the pastor is, because I try to be obedient to the Lord. I don't think we could do any better. I'll just leave it right there. Thank you for the message last night, Brother Jeff. I prayed hard for him last night, and it goes with what God gave me. Some shall depart from the faith, and listen to what he said. Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Did you see what he got up and read a while ago? Did you share that? After I done got up and told you what I seen today, he gets up with that thing about all this filthy stuff that's in the world to try to attract our young people. Glory to God, they need the same thing I needed me in 1960 when God saved my soul. They need the Spirit of God to deal with them, and they need the Word of God to help them grow, amen. They don't need nothing from the world. They get that anyway. They're out there, folks. Don't be naive about these things. I drive a school bus. Man, some of the language they come out with, some of the things they talk about, I'm talking 11 and 12-year-old kids, amen. I'm amazed at what I hear. All I do is I point up to my sign on top of my bus right there, right where they say it. No profanity will be tolerated on this bus. This is a G-rated bus. G-rated. I had one kid ask me one time, Mr. Randy, little kid, what does G-rated mean? I said, that means this is a good bus. I had a good time with that little old kid. I said, that means we're going to have a good time, amen, and we're going to do it right. That's the way it ought to be in the house of God. This ought to be the best place, Brother Mallory. Everything's good, amen. I thought the Bible said all our righteousness is filthy rags. It does, but it's the part on the inside that needs to be manifest, amen. Woo! Lord, I got an hour message and I can't do it. I just can't do it anymore. It said they'll give heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy. Having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Nothing bothers them anymore. No kind of sin bothers them anymore. They've been infiltrated to church. Read the last chapter of Lamentations if you want to read what's happened to the church today. They've given their hand to the Assyrians and the Egyptians to be satisfied with bread. This is all coming fresh. I didn't even have time to write it down. It's coming. I usually write it down so I can help me remember. This was coming so fast tonight, Brother Mallory. I said, Lord, just lay it on me, amen. Woo! I didn't get my Sunday paper today. We didn't have time we ate and got home. Long way where I went today. Long way I went last night, but it's worth it. On the front page of the paper, oh, Obama, y'all's president, he's mine too. He's my president. Lock it or lump it, I'm going to pray for him. You know what it said on the front page? Obama ruffled some feathers or something like that about old Chavez down there. Said he wanted to be his friend. Chavez told Obama he wanted to be his friend. I said, God pity that man. He called George Bush a devil, but he wants to be Obama's friend. I know what I'm preaching tonight, and it's right, folks. We've got used to the dark in this country, amen. Yeah, right. To be satisfied with bread. They don't understand why so many people's out of work, people's losing their homes and everything they got. It's because God is pronouncing judgment on us, amen. Yeah, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. But the ones that forsake them, the Bible said they'll be turned into hell. That's what the book said. But Obama, he's going to shake hands with somebody that said he wants to wipe Israel off the planet, amen. He's going to shake hands with an old foreign man over there that said George Bush is a devil, amen. I know this sounds like it's political, but I'm trying to make a point tonight. Don't swallow all that junk, amen. I don't care. May have somebody come to me after church and say, don't do that. That's all right. You better leave me alone while I'm up in this pulpit, amen. I'm telling the truth, ain't it, brother? You. Am I telling the truth, Tony? We, which are spiritual, know the difference, amen. We know what's right. I learned a long time ago when I got saved and got right with the Lord, you can't cozy up to the devil. You know what happened to you? you'll fall out of favor with the Lord. You got any Bible? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Let's just go to one. Let's go to two. I got to get two out of that one. Samson thought he had it all figured out, Brother James. He thought, well, I'm strong. I can't be defeated. There can't no man defeat me. I'll just do whatever I want to do. But the devil heard that, amen. He said, we'll see how strong you are. I got an attractive woman over there, and we'll just see how you can take it, amen. The Bible said, can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned, amen? Woo! You can't do it, Brother Tony. That second look will get you every time. I'm having trouble enough with the first looks. Second one sure ain't going to get me, because at the first one I start praying. I'm giving you some counsel, man. Am I right, Glenn? Am I right? You better be careful how you look at a woman, amen. The Bible teaches about that word lust, amen. It's called LSD, lust, sin, and then death. Go ahead and keep doing it. Brother Samson, he was my brother, amen. You can find that in the Bible, amen, because the Lord blessed him in the latter of his days. The Bible said, the devil sent Delilah over there. He made a covenant with the enemy. Said, we'll all give you this amount of money, all of them, if you find out where his strength lies. She kept coming after him. He played a game he couldn't win. Finally, he told her all his heart. She made him sleep on her knees. Like a lot of the churches went to sleep. A lot of them's dead. They've went to sleep. Hello, world. I'm talking to you. Is anybody listening tonight? Glory to God. You ain't the only one that says amen, Brother Jeff. That's the way I preach everywhere I go. Amen. I tell you, a lot of times I wonder if anybody's listening, Brother Holy. But I keep on preaching amen. You cannot cozy up with the devil and be blessed by God. Amen. Woo. Put him to sleep, cut his hair. He said, well, I'm cutting this short, folks. He said, I'll just shake myself, go like I went out any other time I went out. Uh-uh. God's got deadlines. You don't cross that deadline. When you cross that line, you're going to get judgment. What happened? He got up and he couldn't break loose. They got him. You know what the first thing they done? They put his eyes out. They're still scared of him. They said, this is God's man. Don't you know who he is? He's the one that took a jawbone of ass and killed those 3,000 over there. This is Samson. Well, we better blind him, glory to God, because he could take a hold of us and kill us all, amen. But see, they didn't understand about the providence of God. His strength had left him. They wasn't used to being scared of him. You think I'm scared of a preacher that's run off with somebody else's wife? I ain't a bit scared of him. Are you, Jeff? You know why? Because he's got no power with God, amen. The ones I fear is the ones that's spiritual, amen. Them old dead carnal ones, they don't scare me a lick. They can say what they want to about me, Brother Brown. I don't have no fear about that. I fear God, and he lets me know who to fear. Let's go to Brother Lot's house. Brother Lot was over there one day. I love this story. Bible said there was strife among the herdsmen, between Lot's herdsmen and Abraham's herdsmen. You know what Abraham said? Let there be no strife among us. That tells you right there there ought not to be any trouble in the house of God. You hear that? I'll say it again. There ought to be no trouble in the house of God. It's not biblical, glory to God. It's a place of peace and fellowship and love, and we ought to be able to come together in one mind and one accord, and thank God we do over here, amen. It just thrills me. John gets up, and Tony and Charlene, and Amanda, sing that song. Father, oh, I know my days are numbered. Brother Olin, I know yours are. You may beat me, brother, but I'm on my way. There's a place of no heartache. There's a place where nobody be saying what they said about me today. And my heart weeping. Bitter tears, Brother Tony, knowing I'm sitting there in the will of God and just getting my spirit crushed, amen, and God saying, just be still, amen. And he spoke to my heart, did I deserve to go to that cross, son? But I did it for you. I think you can take it, amen. We can take some things down here, folks. Woo, a lot.
Abraham said, Lot, you go to the right, I'll go to the left. You go to the left, I'll go to the right. And the Bible said, Lot looked out there, Tony, and what did he look at? The well-watered plains. Oh, that's what happened to Eve over there. She looked and saw that fruit and she desired it. You read the Bible. She wanted that. She meant to have it, didn't she, Tony? That's what got her. The devil appeals to the flesh. This old flesh wants things that it shouldn't, it don't need, amen. Paul said, I know that in my flesh dwelleth no good thing, amen. He went over there, looked good for him. He had a whole lot. He was a rich man. He got over there in Sodom and Gomorrah with the Sodomites. Homosexuals, to the young people, don't know what that is. Homosexuals. You know what happened one day? God looked down and said, that's enough of that junk. Abraham had went over there to bargain with God. He said he started way up there and he got down to 10. If there's 10, will you not deliver them all of them? They wasn't even 10 people in those cities that was righteous, Brother Tony. He tried to make a bargain with God. Abraham loved Lot. He got him out of trouble more than once. He did, Brother Jeff. I've read it, amen. He was trying to get him out of trouble, brother. But I tell you what, this time God said, I've had enough of this. I'm fixing to wipe this place out. I think that's the same thing he's fixing to pronounce on the United States of America. But I tell you what, I ain't going to be here, folks. I don't care what they say, brother. When this thing gets wiped out, I'm gone. I ain't worried about anything hurting me. I mean, how are they going to scare me with death, amen? They can't scare me with death. My Lord, I've already died, Brother Jim.
Yeah, that's right, Brother Randy.
I've already done died out to the love and practice of sin, Brother Oak. I'm saved, amen. Yeah. I know I'm saved. I don't fear death, amen. I used to, Brother Jim, but when God moved in, amen, the fear moved out, amen. Yeah. If you're here tonight and you fear death, you're not saved, amen, or you're not right with God. You shouldn't want to die if you got sin in your life. I've been there too, but I never feared going to hell. I just feared death, dying in the condition I was. Bible said God sent those angels over there. Anybody know that the Lord was there talking to Abraham? They three started out, wasn't they? Anybody read that? They said there ain't Brother Olin. It was the Lord and the two angels. The Lord was right there with Abraham. You notice he wasn't with Lot over there in Sodom and Gomorrah. He wasn't there. Oh, thank you, Lord. It's getting better and better. I hope y'all got the patience to stay with me tonight. He didn't go over there to Sodom and Gomorrah, did he? He just looked at it. But he stayed with Brother Abraham, amen. And you know what he did? He dispatched him two angels, and the Bible said, and the Lord stayed behind with Abraham, amen. He ain't going to leave us. We belong to him. He went over there, and old Lot was in his house. He was sitting at the gate, actually. Them angels came into town. Them old heathen, ungodly men came up and started beating on the door. Bring them out. Bring them out. We want to know them. You know what that means? If you don't, I'll tell you after church. That's how ungodly those men were. And the Lot said, no, these men's come in to save my house. He said, I've got two daughters over here. That's never no man. Just take them. You see, he still loved God. Amen. He didn't want to defile them men. Bible said, the angel said, we're taking you out of here, you and your family. Now, if you was any kind of head of your house, you'd go warn your family, wouldn't you? Say, look, we got to get out from here. God's pronounced judgment on. If a house is on fire, you going to leave your family in there to burn? That's the point right there. Lot said, we got to go. It's time to go. You know what they did? They laughed at him. When he went and said, hey, God's pronounced judgment, they're going to destroy this place, they laughed at him. Why did they laugh at him, Jeff? Because he had already destroyed his testimony, amen. Amen. Woo! That's why I try so hard, Debbie. Yeah. I do, Tony, to keep that testimony, amen. People look and say, hey, he's a preacher. He's a righteous man. He tries to live right. That's important to me. Yeah. I don't want nobody to say, did you hear about Brother Randy Hall? Head go down and said, I never would have thought he'd have done that. How would you like to hear that? Wouldn't your heart break?
Wouldn't your heart, if it, well, it was Jeff, it don't have to be me. Brother Olin, wouldn't your heart break after this man of God lived all these years before us and been one of the greatest blessings anybody's been in my life? And all of a sudden, Brother Olin goes back in. Did you hear about Brother Olin Crow? And your head goes down. My heart would weep bitter tears, Brother Olin, for you. But I tell you, glory to God, that's why it's important to stay away from the devil, amen. Yeah. And the Bible said the carnal mind is enmity against God, amen. Bible said they took them out of there, had to drag them out. That's about what they had to do. Took Lot's wife. You notice the Bible don't even tell her name. Wonder why. I got a good idea, don't you, Brother Jeff? You know what Jesus said in the New Testament? He said, remember Lot's wife. Three words. That's all that's recorded about his wife. You know what happened to her? Lot and the angel said, don't look back. We go out of here, keep going forward. The Bible said, no man that taketh hold of the plow and turneth and looketh back is fit for the kingdom of God. There's some reasons for us not to look back. We know what God's brought us out of, Brother James. Who would want to go back? That's like a pig going back in the wallow and just wallowing in the mud again and get stinking rotten. Steve Clayton said Friday night, over at Black Hawk Hills, next to my wife, Lord, the best friend I ever had in this world. He said, he told a story about one day, he said, as a young boy, it bears repeating, it's good. He said, they go out and play, and he said they was out there playing in the yard. Somebody unloaded a bunch of chicken manure out there in the yard, big old piles of it. Him and his brother Chuck said, oh boy, we're going to go out there and we're just going to jump in there. We're going to have us a good time. Oh, thank you, Lord. It's getting better as I go, amen. The Bible said there's pleasure in sin for a season, Tony. In other words, this flesh say, oh, don't that feel good? Don't that sound good? Don't that look good? That's what it says. That's what he's saying. But he never tells you what's going to happen at the end of that road. Yeah. Steve and Chuck went out there and jumped in it. Dad and Mom don't know nothing about this. That's where you're wrong. Dad does know, and Mom always knows. I could never get by with my mama. She got me so many times, you shouldn't have done that, son. I only got three whippings in my whole life. You asked her when she comes. She comes over here now and then when she's able. I got three. I couldn't stand it every time Mama whipped me. Put your leg down, Jeff. I'm going to sit in your lap. Amen. Every time I got a whipping, I could remember Mama singing to me about the old rugged cross.
Bless him, Lord.
I said, that same woman that sung to me about the old rugged cross. She must have hated to do this, but it sure was killing me. But the point is, folks, Mama knows, amen, when her children ain't right. The church can tell. The Lord knows, amen. Why don't you just stay right, amen? And when you get something in your heart, Brother Barry, just say, Lord, I'm sorry, amen. I told you I was going to preach longer than I usually do. Steve's a slickin'. He's my buddy. He's been my pastor, too, besides my best friend next to Vicky and the Lord. I always say that, don't I, honey, because I mean it. She is my best friend. She saw me get hurt today. But you know what she did? She got up and sung a song in the spirit. I'm so proud of her. I said, what grace. What grace, Tony. To hear her husband just get crushed down to a piece of bread. Yet she's got enough grace to say, they need not depart, amen. Let's give them something, Brother Jeff, that's spiritual, amen. It melted me. I told her, honey, I love you. I'm glad I got her, Brother Mallory. When I get low, she picks me up. When she gets low, I pick her up. That's what a marriage is, amen. Just pull it together, Brother John. If the Lord turns up cold, you're going to do the same thing for Amanda, amen. They're going to get low every now and then, and you're going to get low, but you know what? Both of you can't get low, amen. Amen. Lord, where am I at in the scripture? Oh, I'm just drunk on new wine tonight. Steve Clayton, thank you, Lord. Jumping in that manure. Well, that ain't the Bible. I'm breaking a point here. You know what he said? Mom and Dad don't know nothing about this. He said this Friday night. He said, we're going to go in there in the bathroom, Chuck. We're going to wash our hands. Mama called and said, hey, supper time. I don't know about y'all's house, but it didn't matter where I was. If Mama came out on that porch and said, come home, son, come home. It's supper time. I went. I like Mama's cooking, amen. And I knew if I didn't come, when she called me, it'd be put up. And I don't like leftovers. We can ask Vicky about that later. And I don't like cold food. I want my food hot. Mama had it hot, amen. I could just smell the aroma. I'd be running down the streets and, oh, thank you, Lord. I didn't know what we had. Didn't care whether seven passed. I'm just drunk tonight, Brother Jeff. I'm just completely lost it tonight, amen. I can't help it, Brother Tony. God's bringing so much to my mind. I'm trying to preach and not get into personal things, Brother Matter, but this feels so good. Just bear with me just a few minutes. But you know what? They went in there and Mama called and said, Brother Don, said it's supper time. They went in there. They just washed their hands, amen. Remember, they've been jumping in chicken manure piles. You can laugh. It's okay. That don't bother me. We ought to be able to laugh and cry and shout. It's God's house. That ain't no business what the devil thinks. I can say, oh, Slick Steve. Boy, he was something when he was young. Good. Great. I could tell you too many stories. He wouldn't want me to tell you, amen, so I ain't going to do it. But he said, he snuck into that table in there. I could see him just, they're going to stand on. You know Charles and Dorothy going to say the blessing, amen. Say the blessing, he still got by. About that time, Brother Charles said they knew something wasn't right sitting at the table. Watch it get quiet in here now. He said, son, what do you mean coming to the table like that? Stinking like you do. Get in there and get yourself cleaned up. You know what I got out of that, Brother Tony? That's the way it is. We come to the house of God, we can't eat because we're dirty and we stink in the nostrils of God. Amen. I about shouted when he said that. I've been there. I've come to God's house, not being right with God. I didn't eat nothing, Brother Olin. I was stinking. Amen. I'm almost done. I borrowed that from Jeff. I quit saying, I'll say this and quit or whatever I used to say because I got so much criticism I couldn't take it no more. One preacher came up to me and said, quit lying to everybody. You ain't never going to quit. I'm having a good time tonight. But the point is, we got to come to God's house clean. Hey, some things that they've departed from, and I don't have time to get in. I want to read one more place. Come on, y'all, to the piano so I can quit. I know I'm going to give out. We don't have to depart from what we got. Let me read this scripture from Jeremiah. I stood way too long. I know it. Please don't bother me tonight. Jeremiah 6, verse 14. This will nail it down. Jeremiah 6, verse 14. This is where they are right here, Tony. The Bible said, they have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly. Did you hear that, Amanda? They get up there with their Bibles. They get up there and they sound good. They dress good. They look good. But they're not giving no healing. We need them old time, Brother Hugh. Old fashioned men of God get up and say, be sure your sin will find you out. It never has been able to escape me. If I had something in my life, Tony, I had to get rid of it. They've healed them slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. You'll never have no peace if you're not right with God. Amen. Then it said, were they ashamed when they had committed abominations? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. They don't blush, folks. Nothing's sin anymore. It's not important to have an old-fashioned church anymore. You know what they talk? You know what they say about us, folks? Well, that poor little pitiful church over there, 40 or 50 people, if they only knew. If they only got to see the eyewitness of the majesty of God, Brother Olin, what he does in this little place. I like it myself, amen. I do. I mean, I don't like to go to them dead places, amen. I like to go in and feel something, don't you? Jeff said, he's talking about that last night. I can't go with what he preached. I'd be here all night. But he said, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they bust. Therefore, they shall fall. Did you hear that? They shall fall among them that fall. Did you hear that? They just, like the hypocrites, they're going to fall one day, and we'll be sitting over here shouting, amen, or somewhere down the road shouting. Yeah. It don't have to be here. We can shout anywhere we're right with God. Yeah. I love Keith Tarbush. He's the same every time I meet him. He don't care how dead it is. He's gonna get right in there. I love that boy. Yeah, amen. He said, at the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, and I'm wrapping this up. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see. That's what we're supposed to do, Tony, just stand. Not back up. Don't crawfish. Don't give in to them. Say, we're not going to have that at Welcome Grove. We're not going to have that in our life. We're going to stand against it, Brother Mallory. And if they don't like it, they can go down the road. That's just as simple as I can preach it, amen. If they don't want this old-fashioned Holy Ghost shouting and crying and weeping and people getting up and testifying, then they can go down there to a dead one, amen. There's plenty of them down there. Good Lord Almighty. He said, stand near in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? It's a good way. Amen. And walk therein. After you stand a while, you need to start moving around. Start walking your faith, amen. And you shall find rest for your souls. I can go home tonight and lay down and say, Lord, if you come tonight, I'm ready. If you come tomorrow morning, I'm ready. But tomorrow's a new day if you don't come tonight. And I get up praying, folks, and I go to bed praying. Brother Horace Johnson taught me this. It's such a blessing. He said, as soon as I open my eyes, I hit the floor on my knees. I confess I don't hit the floor on my knees. I lay there with my eyes closed and pray. That sounds lazy, but I'm still praying. It ain't the position of your body that God's interested in. It's the condition of your heart, amen. I'm glad he comes to me when I'm laying down in the bed too, not just in the altar. The Bible said, you shall find rest for your soul. They said, we will not walk therein. This is the part I want to get for Brother Jeff, and I'll come to a call. Come on, Brother Jeff, stand up here with him. Stand to your feet, and I'm going to read this, and we'll be done. Verse 17, I want you to listen to this verse. This is how I feel about the men of God right here. Also, especially pastors, Brother Olin, every one of them is in this verse to me. Brother Mallory, he said, I set watchmen over you. That's what he is. He's a watchman on the wall. He's the overseer. He's the under-shepherd. He's the moderator. He's looking over all this thing and wanting his children not to have to depart. Amen. Amen. He said, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. It grieves his heart and every man of God that labors in a church when you don't have any moves. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I just want you to play just softly, Sister Alicia. If you're here tonight, you say, Brother Randy, I'm one of them that's determined in my heart I'm not going to sell out to the world and the new modern way, but I still want you to pray for me, Brother Randy. Would you help me pray that I won't sell out? Just slip up your hand tonight. Say, I'm one of them. I ain't going to sell out, Brother Randy, but I need prayer, and I want you to help me pray. If you're here tonight, you say, Brother Randy, I want to see more in my life. I want to have a closer walk with the Lord. I want to feel His presence more. Just slip up your hand and say, Lord, I want to have a closer walk. Hands going up all over this church, amen. Glory to God, amen. That's exactly where we need to be. I'd hate to think that I sit back and didn't have a desire to move up closer, amen. If you're here tonight, say, Preacher, no matter what they do, we're going to continue to live as close to the Lord as we can. And would you help me pray for my lost loved ones? Just slip up your head and say, Preacher, will you help me pray? You can lift your heads. Come on right now. This altar to be full right now. Say, right now, across the altar all the way down, wherever you can, kneel down. Say, Lord, we're not going to sell out. We're not going to sell out. We're going to guard this place. We're going to guard our testimony. We're going to guard our family's life. And we're going forward. Come on right now. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Right.